What's up, guys? You're listening to the Breeze podcast with your boy Victor White, as well as my man.
Boy John McCollin, what y'all saying, fam?
Your word of mouth is our oxygen, and what that means is that you like the podcast and you go to your friend circle and say, oh, did you not hear the latest episode of the Breeze podcast? And they'll be like, no. And then, you know, we get a bigger family here.
Not gonna lie, I feel that's the first time we explained that.
I think so. With that said, roll the intro.
Hey guys, it's Gary V. You're listening to the Breeze podcast.
Roll so, it. John. Yo, all right, before we even start anything, bro, tell me about this stash you got going, man. Like, explain
that. Oh, I don't know. I guess COVID hit me a little later than everyone else.
Academic stress makes really like, yeah. Stress, yeah. Or like barbers, or like I don't know.
John, this past week I've been. A little bit of procrastinating, you could say, about the three exams. First exam tomorrow.
First exam tomorrow. Hey, what course is that?
Data analytics. So it's a re-exam, because I failed it. I've been studying hard.
What was the first one? Like, you said it wasn't on the computer or anything, right? It was like
no, non-real. No. So what is it? It's like distributions, like binomial distributions,
Poisson
distribution.
The statistics side of it.
Yeah, exactly. Data statistics. So I'm hoping I'll pass that, and then I have the mathematics. Kind of short intensive test, and then international business law. So, you know, not living life right now, to be honest.
Yeah, fair. That's reasonable, man. Like, I feel this should be good. Like, statistics is kind of hard once you get the hang of it. Like, okay, in my undergrad, I failed statistics my first time. Got 51 the second time. Mm-hmm. But now I'm a data scientist. If I was to go back, if I was to go and talk to my professor that taught me, she would not believe that this is my job right now. That's how bad it was.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Yeah. It's weird how I longed for uni, and now it's like, you know, that's the problem with me, John. Like, you know, I set the goal, and then when I'm in the goal, I'm already making the next goal, you know?
Oh, the next goal, yeah.
Sometimes you gotta enjoy the moment.
Yeah, bro. You go. I feel like, I don't know, man. Like, people with high drive, you know, like sometimes you forget to just live in the moment that we have. Like, we like where we are right now. Like, we worked hard to get here. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
Sometimes, you know, like take a couple minutes out of the day just to, you know, just roll back and enjoy it.
Yes, dude.
I'm not saying anything too. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, yesterday and the day before. Bro, this is the third day, still haven't showered. Yesterday and the day before, didn't go outside once.
Yeah.
It's horrific, but I just tend to go and dig myself into this deep rabbit hole, you know, and just, I don't know, be in the zing, you know?
I mean, I feel that, bro. Like, I mean, this is your first, like, really, this is kind of like the first time you guys are experiencing this COVID thing, like, in this, like, reality in terms of. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I mean, like shutting down and stuff like that. Like everyone
else. It's also weird because it's things are, no one is wearing a mask. So when I'm wearing my mask out in town, I look like a freak and everybody's like, you know, and I'm like, you're stupid. I don't want that virus.
Like imagine like when I'm walking on the street and people cross the street because they're like, oh man, no one gets COVID. Nah, man, I'm not trying to catch COVID from you, bro. Like, I'm across the street, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so chill. So chill. I'm standing up this... Huh?
Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you. Well, John, can you talk a bit about yourself? What's up in life? What's going on? What's up in Canada?
Canada's... I'm in Alberta right now.
All right.
We've been shut down for a bit, and I mean, they just extended the shutdown, like the end of the month. Ontario, shout out to Ontario, shout out to Toronto. They're wild. They're like what do they call it? The premier of Ontario is kind of like every week he's on the news, kind of like Mia Molly in Barbados, trying to trying to get these people to stay home, yo. He's like, yo, it's getting crazy out here. You feel me?
Yeah.
Outside of COVID, yo, I started a new project.
Okay.
My first, like, data science project.
All right.
Which is kind of crazy because, like, I've just been doing, like, data, like, business analyst stuff before. Like, just a lot of PowerPoints, as you know, like, how it goes. But yeah, it's my first data science project, and I find myself on a team with just bare, like, PhDs, yo.
Mm-hmm.
PhDs in, like, statistics. I know we just spoke about statistics. So, like, it's an interesting one. I'm definitely learning a lot of new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I saw, like, a math equation that I had to scroll on this page. Like, you know when you got those PDFs and you go scroll? Like, this equation was, like, 3 pages, yo. I'm
up, wow, like, Christ.
Been like lying to you, bro. It was pretty intense. So I've just been like trying to learn this code and trying to see if I can transpose what's happening in the math equation into Python and
cool
bunch of different stuff. But I'm learning a lot, you know what I mean? Learning
that's
a lot.
Really sick. As long as you're learning, you know, that's what matters.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm learning a lot that I'm able to like implement into like Shuri stuff, you know what I mean? So between that, I've also been like coding the back end and the front end for the new Shuri rollout that's gonna happen. I had a few club calls, and that was about it.
That's really sick. I have to ask you, how do you feel about your company's new CEO?
Which company?
The company you work for.
Wait. You mean Arvid?
That Trump administration.
You mean the Trump
guy that's now at IBM?
I saw that, bro. I was like, okay, that's IBM US, yo. That's not IBM Canada. I was like, that's pretty crazy. I don't know. I saw it. I already know what he's gonna be doing. I think he'll be like an advisor to the CEO or whatever. But I'm glad you brought up Trump because that's also another segue we can talk about. Last week was crazy.
Last week was crazy.
But tell me about your week first, man. Tell me about your week.
There's nothing to be said. So let's talk about last week.
Talk about the US, bruh.
It's just another reason for why I want to live in Canada, not the US.
I feel like, I mean, same, bro. You know, when you live in Barbados, you got a couple places you can go, right? You could either go to the UK, you go to Canada, you go to the US. Some people even go to Australia, you know? But I was like, okay, I got to go to Canada. That's the only way I can, like, if I leave Barbados, I can, like, stay out of Barbados. I'm not going to get kicked out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't got to worry. Like, it's a diverse city, Toronto.
Yeah.
I'm like, seeing what's happening south of the border, bro, is crazy. You feel me? I mean, like, all the last year. And then, like, 2021 is, like, I mean, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know how to explain that. I was literally in a meeting. It was like a 2-hour-long meeting.
Yeah.
I'm out of the meeting, and like I'm like scrolling on Instagram and seeing these pics. I'm like, yo, what is this like cosplay like type thing? You know what I mean? I thought it was like some like these guys just playing games. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then I saw in the news. I'm like, what? This is crazy.
Yeah. You know, I think that stuff is being covered widely. What do you think about the censorship, deleting Trump's social medias and stuff, banning him?
They ban him on everything, yo.
Yeah.
I think that's just like, when it comes to government versus big tech, like big tech took that one, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I feel like, yo, what are your thoughts on this? And this is kind of...
Okay, so my thoughts are that Trump was utterly stupid, you know? He probably lost $2 billion or so by losing his Twitter handle, etc., in terms of business after the presidency, at least. And I think that in terms of what actually happened and, you know, from what I've read and heard, the police was ordered to stay down after what happened with the BLM protests at the Capitol. Okay. Now, the people that were shot and killed, I believe that were by, it was one officer, so that might have been some violence, but another woman that got shot, I heard it was from a Secret Service officer or something like that, because she was trying to climb through a window. So then they have the right to shoot.
Let's never talk about that comparison between like what happened. Like, I mean, you can't compare. You know what I mean?
No. You can't compare. But I think that it is a very ignominious way to end the Trump's presidency.
What I think, yo, I'm not even on Trump. I'm like just thinking about how technology like runs the world, right?
Yeah.
So how you see the decision, how the decision was made, is a very reactive decision. So you see, Twitter was like, okay, you're out. You know what I mean? Facebook, all this time, Facebook was hands off in terms of their stance on free speech and all this. Yeah. But then it's like, okay, you just see the, like a snowball effect happening, right? So I'm off of this Trump topic, but something is gonna happen, like in the future is gonna be some other thing happening. So like my question is like, what is, now that we know, I mean, we always knew this, people that study this know that like technology is what actually runs the world, right?
Yeah.
You're CEO of this large big tech company, any of the fine companies, like I feel like you can't be making decisions based off of like a reactive perspective. Like, I feel like, I don't know if this already happens.
Facebook is a shit show from the get-go. Okay.
True. Facebook is a shit show. My thing is, right? We know that they are in charge of everything that happens. They censor like everything that happens when it comes to, if it's an ad on YouTube, if it's like,
but there were seriously groups on Facebook named Storm the Capitol with thousands of members planning how to do this. And they didn't do anything. And so it goes to your point.
I'm agreeing with you. Yeah. I mean, my concern is like the next decision, you know what I mean? Like the next is like this, like, these companies made these decisions based on what's good for them in this time, like time and space. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like the reason it didn't happen before is because Trump was in power. Now Biden's in power. Now everyone's like trying to kiss his ass before he gets into power. I don't want to get into politics. I don't like talking about politics. But I just mean like now we know like these big companies they're the real power.
Yeah.
Like how are decisions, if it's concerning if decisions are made based off a reactive snowballing effect rather than a really thought through strategic, like, okay, I'm the CEO of Facebook, I'm the CEO of Twitter, I'm the CEO of, I'm like these big companies, like, I mean, I don't know how it works. So do they talk to each other, be like, yo, fam, like, I think you should like off that, you know what I mean? Is there a meeting that happens like quarterly that they're like, okay guys, this is what we have to talk about this quarter, you know what I mean? Like, who's holding who accountable? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, in when it comes to the government, the people like are supposed to hold the government accountable. But like, who holds these tech companies accountable? I'm not even talking about the Trump thing. I'm just talking about like future, like this.
One of the issues is that you can't even regulate it or write laws around it. You know how. How are you even supposed to write laws concerning networking effects, you know? It's
difficult. Not,
and I think it's exactly as you say, John. Like now we know exactly where the power lies. The government is there to govern, right? The country, the people, that stuff. Now these companies just shut him down completely, you know? And I think it's better that they did it rather than they not doing it.
100%.
The thing is, we're dealing with Trump here. So what will come next? Who knows? You know, there's still time until the Biden thing. He said that he's going to do peaceful transfer of power, but who knows?
I mean, he's not going to the inauguration, right? He's actually not So like he's the first president ever to not do that. You know what I mean? And my thing is like, why are you not gonna go? Like some shit gonna go down, bro. Like where like I'm glad they banned all these groups. You know what I mean? I'm glad they did all that. But like I mean, mold does find a way to creep up and continue to grow unless you like get that shit at the source, bro. I don't know, man. I'm not even on that Trump. I don't want to talk about politics, man. That shit is hectic.
No, that's very true.
That's a lot of layers that we will have to unpack.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to unpack all them layers.
Yeah, no, 100% true. Have this plan.
What's that?
You know, I love Chamath Palihapitiya. He spacked yet another company. This time a fintech in the US. So hopefully if my exams go well, me and Nags are going to go skiing Thursday to Sunday. I'm going to shoot a video, have Chamath on alert, and then tweet Chamath. If you're going skiing this winter, I'll take all my savings and fly out and be your personal coach for free.
Oh. I mean, like, you've had luck in the past, bro. Like,
right?
I don't see why.
Full plan, bro. Right?
You've had luck in the past, bro. I don't see why it would not work.
And I'm gonna do like a video, you know, like a short 10-15 second video to go with the tweet. So then, when I get an alert when he tweets, the second after, I'm gonna tweet it at him, and hope for the best.
Yeah, you can't be mad at that. You can't be mad at that. No. I mean, like, you gotta give your shot, bro.
Yeah.
Let me. I'll put your tweets on alerts too, so I can see what's going on.
Amazing. John, I have to get back to the grind now.
Wait, question, bro. This is not a sponsored post. This is not a sponsored conversation. I'm about to bring up right now. But have you ever used a lunch club?
What?
Lunch club.
What's lunch club?
So it's basically like this AI networking tool that you can go on, you put your interests in, like where you want to meet, like types of people you want to meet, invite only, and you basically, they connect you with different people, you know what I mean? And you have conversation, like 45 minute conversations with them. If you haven't used it and you want to use it, like I can send you an invite, because I've met some cool people, bro. Like I've met like super cool people. Like I've gotten some sick opportunities, and you can like put wherever you want. Like if you want to start building your like network in Toronto before you come through,
yeah,
like you can put that location.
100%, bro. Send it over.
I say where you. I meet super cool people on there all the time.
Okay. I'm hyped. I'm hyped, and I'm dying of stress. We'll see if I'm alive by next episode.
Good luck, my G. We all link next week.
Yeah, sure. We will. Peace.
Peace, peoples.